Hello, hello, hello. My name is Nithya Narasimhan. I'm a senior cloud advocate at Microsoft. And today, I want to talk to you about five things around JavaScript functions that you can explore with code. Let's get started. So first, what's a function? A function is nothing more than a block of executable code. By making it into a function, you now have this become a reusable execution block, which you can call from anywhere, which makes your code easier to read and easier to maintain. So how do you actually define a function? The easiest way in JavaScript is by using the function keyword followed by a very simple function name. So in this case, I'm just going to call it print hello, followed by simple brackets, open curly braces, close curly braces, and that's it. The execution, the task statements that you're thinking of, that would go in here. Now, in our simplest form for now, I'm not going to define anything. Is this a function? Let's check it out. I'm going to log this function to see what it prints. And remember, at this point, it's actually printing the definition of that. So it's going to look at what type. Oh, actually, I wanted to print what type this was. Let's save that. And you can see that this is of type function. So just the simple thing that we did, the simple definition, is a legitimate function. It just doesn't do anything, right? In order to make it more interesting, let's actually add an execution statement. So I'm going to do the usual thing of just logging something to the console so we can see it. So we're going to do the ubiquitous hello world. And if I execute this now, do you expect to see hello world? I hope you said no, because we have defined it, but we haven't invoked it. Definition just is saying, this is what this function will do when it's called. Invoking it is actually calling it. So now we can look at function invocation. How do we invoke it? Simple. You use the name of the function, open close brackets, and then semicolon. That's the important part. That makes it an execution statement. Now you see hello world. And the reason, one easy way that you can think about remembering to put these brackets is that think that this function name, when you execute or invoke it, you want to pass in inputs and you want to get back a result. You need some way to pass in inputs, right? That's what those brackets are for. They're like a container through which you pass in arguments that get mapped onto the parameters of the function. We'll talk about that in just a second. But until then, let's first look through naming conventions. Turns out you can use any alphabet for naming conventions is for the function name over here. You can use anything for a function name that is alphabetical. Sorry, with alphabets, numbers, dollar sign, and underscore, but no other special characters. So in here, if I try to make this print dollar, hello, it will work, right? So I'll change it in three places because I don't want it to scream at me. And if you look at this, that works. And you can take my word for it that it'll work for underscore as well. But let's try a special character. What if we try to say, make it print hello? Just using the character itself causes the editor to tell you this doesn't work. You can see those little red squiggly lines, right? So that's all you need to know about naming. You can use numbers, alphabets, underscore, and dollar signs. Everything else, not a valid function name. Great, we learned about function names. Now we come to the interesting part, parameters. So if I look back at this function, print hello, I actually say want to execute something and I want to provide it data that makes that execution a little bit more personal. So in this case, rather than say hello world, I actually want it to say my name. How do I do that? So I can do that by first making sure that there is a variable called name that has this data that should be replaced by the actual name, and then using parameters. So think of parameters almost like placeholder variables through which you can pass data into the function. And at the time of execution, the placeholder gets replaced with the actual data. How can I test this? I'm going to stop printing the type of, we already know this works, right? So how do I invoke this? When I have a parameter defined, I can now go in and pass the value for that parameter in here. So let's say I make this Microsoft, right? And now you can see it prints hello Microsoft. So this is simple. This is awesome. So we can also play with it just a bit. Now that I've defined a name, what happens if I don't give it a value? What do you think is going to happen? Let's try it out. So what this means here is like I've defined a function and I've said I expect a parameter, a name, and I invoke it without actually providing any arguments. It'll still run. It'll just come up undefined. That's because JavaScript doesn't actually validate to see whether you're using the right number of parameters or the right type of arguments, It'll just execute it. So what that means is I can also do the equivalent of, say, Microsoft, and then put in comma, and then put in a second thing. And what this will do is it'll effectively just ignore the second, right? And it'll just put use the first thing as the argument for name. So far, so good? Great, all right. Now, let's think now about return statements. So parameters, you're able to pass input, but what if I want to get output out? Return statements have two value propositions. One is they tell you where the exit points in the function are. It's like saying, when I see return, I know that I'm going to stop executing those statements inside that function block and get back to the caller. But it also, as part of that exit, lets me return data. Now, the first thing I'm going to do is let's assign a result to print hello. And we'll use the Microsoft example, so it's kind of cool. Right? So in this case, all I've done is said, hey, if this function returned a result, it's going to get assigned to that variable, right? And let's print this variable out and see what happens. Note that right now I'm not actually returning anything in the function definition. So what happens? It comes out undefined. Totally legit. So in this case, there was no return statement. Nothing was returned as a result. The function exited gracefully on the last statement, which is the print, returned and said, hey, there was no result, undefined, great. If I were, however, to put in a return statement, I can just say return. I haven't returned a value. It'll still be undefined because I haven't actually returned anything. It's just, I still like putting return statements because it's now very clear where your function exits. But if I were to return an actual value in here, so let's say I return, for the sake of it, let's say I return name, and then I add another name to it. Name, hello, right? Another string to it. Now, when I print this out, you'll see that that string, whatever I created, was returned as a return result, right? So we've learned a bunch of things today with just this simple demo. First, we understand what functions are. We understand how to define them. We understand how to invoke them. We understand what parameters are and how to pass in data through parameters. And what happens if you don't provide the right type or count of arguments? We also understood what return statements do and how to use those to pass output data back to our calling function, to our calling code. I hope that was useful. See you at the next demo.